Welcome to day five of our Holy Week reflections. Today's reflection is entitled, They Do Not Know What They Are Doing, The Forgiving God. Again, let's just take a moment to pause. Just center ourselves. Try and switch off from the noise around us. As we take time to focus on this reflection today on Good Friday. We begin again with the words of a hymn. Amazing love. Oh, what sacrifice. The Son of God given for me. My debt he pays. And my death he dies, that I might live, that I might live. The reading today is taken from Luke chapter 23, verses 32 to 38. Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by, watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, This is the King of the Jews. Forgive. We somehow expect that word to appear here, even if this reveals we know this story too well and it has lost its capacity to shock. But it is the second part of the sentence that sticks. They do not know what they are doing. It is one thing to be forgiven for what you know you have done wrong. Even if there is pride to swallow and shame to endure. But to be told that we did not even know what we were doing. Hang on a minute. A feature of our culture is its need to blame. Someone must be responsible. It must be someone's fault. When shocking stories emerge of the abuse of children, tax avoidance, air disaster, or a global pandemic, we need to know whose fault it is. It must be someone's. We need someone to blame. It is the deadliest diagnosis from the cross. They do not know what they are doing. Who don't exactly? The crowds, mocking, carnival, media-driven. Soldiers, they're only following orders. Pilate, political expediency, ineffectual, did not know what to do. The religious leaders, they thought they knew exactly what they were doing. Judas, and you and I, what don't we know? Jesus' favourite metaphor for the human condition is blindness. We just don't see. Let's take a moment to pause and reflect on that idea of blindness in our own hearts, in our own minds, and our own understanding, as we listen to a song called See the Love by The Brilliance.
Every day we go to war again. We assume we know so much more than them before we hear what they have to say. Headline breaks and we start to hate again, calling them names again. We give our peace away. I hope they see it, 'cause I wanna see it. I hope we believe it. I wanna see the love.
I wanna see.
I wanna see the love all around you, all around you. I wanna know that love is all around you. It's all around.
There are sensitivities to this metaphorical language of blindness. And in the recorded encounters with Jesus, the physically blind often saw him the most clearly. On one occasion, his religious hearers challenged him. Are you saying we are blind? Jesus replied, you are not guilty because you are blind. You are guilty because you say that you can see. If we are blind in this sense, then even our best intentions can be dangerous. We cannot see our consequences, our effect. If we come to the cross in this place of not knowing, of unseeing, we should not expect the cross to make sense. The cross is there precisely for all that is senseless, unaware, our unseeing and our wild, deadly assumptions about what we think that we know. Let's take a minute to pause and see how we connect with these thoughts. Let us pray. Father of Jesus, for the judgments we make that are simply prejudices, for the times we think we are right, but we are actually wrong, for the times we claim to see clearly, but are blind. Father, forgive. We do not know what we are doing. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Amen.